Sonoyo Public Library District Board of Trustees. And we have present
Emmy Alvarez,
Jeannie Lively,
Barbara Morris,
Bill Kennison,
Nancy Mackey,
and Joycelyn Miller. All right. We have a guest here. Would you like to speak?
No.
Okay, you're just observing.
I was just curious, and I've never been to one, so.
All right.
Welcome.
All right, we have the minutes from Barbara. Did you all have a chance to look at them? Is there anything you'd like to say about them, Barbara?
No. And I did make some modifications, Nancy.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, thank you for that. And I sent it to Jeannie.
And that's what's in there.
Yeah.
All right. Do we have a motion to accept the minutes?
I move we accept the minutes.
In favor? Second, first. I'm sorry, second. Do we have a second? Yes, all in favor. All right.
Aye.
Everybody. Okay. I kind of that we voted in waves a little there because of my jumping ahead a little bit. All right. Nancy, we're ready for treasurer's report.
Okay. In your package, you'll have a copy of the written report.
Mm-hmm.
Our December 31st checking account balance was $185,257.24. Our account balance as of January 21st was $236,194.21. I have sent $2,500 to be deposited in the text pool account as of 1:25 tomorrow. Our January sales tax income was $58,476.02, which was a 32.06% increase over the same month last year. Our total tax monies received for this fiscal year is $261,179.08 since September, and that's 56.24% of the budget. We're ahead on that. We should be at this time of the year at about 41.66%, so we're a little ahead. Our total expenses year-to-date are $164,708, and our budgeted expenses year-to-date are $145,133. We are over our budgeted expenses to date by $19,574.64. We have expended 39.27% of our expense budget, which was $419,371, and we're pretty darn close to where we should be at this time. We should be at about 33%, and we're at 39. Our CD investments totaled $270,328.09, and then you all can see our property investment there. Our year-to-date rental net is $4,689.24. Any questions on the treasurer's report?
Yes. Do you have any idea why we're over?
About $10,000 of that is because when we put down the $10,000 earnest money for the property bill, that was not, it hadn't budgeted for that. So I know that much. The rest, I'm not sure exactly. May just be a smattering here and there. I don't know what exactly the other $9,000 would be, but I can go back and look if you want me to.
Well, I wouldn't require you to do that unless next month you're still over.
That gap is slowly closing as each month goes by, and I would say by the end of the fiscal year we'll probably be right on the money. But I could certainly go back and look for next time and tell you where we're over.
Any other questions for Nancy on the budget? Let's set that subject to audit. Okay, we're ready for the investment policy.
Okay, you have a copy of that in your packet.
Yes.
This is for the fourth quarter investment report for the period ending December 31st, 2021. Policies on one side and the reports on the other side. As of the end of the year, calendar year, we had a total of $267,749.09 in our CDs and text pool. That went down from the third quarter total, which was $518,326, because the Bancorp South CD in the amount of $255,637 matured on 10/23, and we took that amount out plus its interest, which was a total of $257,043.15, and deposited that amount in the Bancorp South checking account to use that money to make our cash purchase of 26 and 28 Mill Creek Drive for the future library expansion. And that $321,000 property purchase was closed on 11/11. And during the quarter, deposits totaling $7,500 were made to text pool, and interest earnings on all accounts totaled $1,469.48. So that's why our investment total has gone down so much. Any questions about that?
No questions? Anything else on the investment policy? All right, do we have a motion to approve?
I make a motion to approve the report.
Second?
Second.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Okay, good. Thank you, Jeannie. The library director's report.
Okay, our circulation in December went up 73% over the circulation of last December of last year.
Wow.
Our electronic materials went up 35%. We had 55 new patrons in December, and that is an increase of 358%.
That's a wow.
It's a lot, yes. Computer users went up 114% from 178 this December to 83 last December. Our website users were 575 over 355 December last year. And the sessions went up 44%, 785 over 547. We received seven ILLs and we shipped five, or that's about even with ILL last year. We added 101 books in the adult collection, 28 DVDs, 5 audiobooks, 34 children's books, 2 DVDs for the youth collection, 54 young adult books, 1 young adult DVD, and 3 board games. 494 people participated in the library's programming, in the active programming. and 409 participated in our passive programming. Active is anything in which they're interacting with the staff member or someone working with the library on the program. Passive is any program that does not require direct leadership or interaction. And that for us consists of our take-home kits or take-and-make kits. Our participation numbers are high for December because we participated in the Barrow Brewery Holiday Market, and that was passive. We gave out a lot of passive things to children and adults there. And just during the holidays, from November through December, the take-and-make kits are very, very popular. So I think that's why we have those numbers. Upcoming events. As you know, the events through the end of this month are postponed. And we did this after Bell County moved the threat level to the highest level for COVID, which was severe uncontrolled community transmission. We'll decide whether or not we want to start up in February. It's looking very positive that we will at this time. I went ahead and listed some of the things we have coming in February. The adult craft group is on the 2nd. Teen Writing Club will continue to meet. The Dungeons and Dragons group will continue to meet. And, of course, our story times on Fridays. Our book clubs, the True Crime, as well as Jane Hackley's club and then Joycelyn's club, has started up again. And you've already met once, I believe.
We have. Is there some way we can designate those as like the Thursday book club and the Monday book club or something?
Yeah, we could do that.
I think that would be better. Thank you.
Sure, we could do that. The things we wanted to start in January was the Music Munchkins, which is musical activities for little ones, pre-K and maybe first grade, but it's mostly going to be the pre-K and K. And it's just listening to music and doing the activities that you do.
Yes.
Dancing and singing and all that. The Kids Book Club had met once, and then we had to cancel it. They're going to start up again in February. And then our evening adult craft group will meet February 3rd at 6 p.m. The update on our Hancher grant, we purchased 14 laptops, 8 desktop computers. Since we have last met, we have purchased 2 brand new access points for wireless. We discovered ours were very out of date. And so we got 2 new ones, and we also bought a new router, and that will help us improve our wireless services to our patrons. We're just about done with everything on that, and I will continue to keep you updated as we do.
She's got a list of the number of people who attended this.
That's our list we keep track of.
All right, thank you, Jenny. I hope we get back to moving again soon, but I know that each time I've come, there have been people at the door waiting for something, so people are still getting materials.
Yeah.
Which is good. Okay, Jenny, you want to talk about the technology plan?
Okay, so this is our technology plan that accompanies through 2025. I started off with just our mission statement, and then we have a specific technology, or it's actually the same vision statement for technology. I did a quick background on our technology. I didn't want to go into too much detail, but basically, it's just been growing as the library's been growing and what we need and all. The latest biggest boost, of course, was the Hancher grant, which has enabled us to get new material and to help us plan.
And that was the total of, remind me,
$25,000. Yeah. And so I had put a brief history in. It's really, you know, we want to integrate the technology into our library more and more. We did with COVID by setting up self-check stations, and we're continuing to use those. A lot of people like those. It's pretty much every part of our library services has some technology, computers or programming or something behind it. And, you know, we're going to incorporate the information technology so that we can meet instructional and research needs for our patrons. We need to because we need a strong backbone of technological infrastructure. And I'm very grateful for the Hampshire grant because that's helped us go a long way towards that. Getting the new router in and getting the new access points will strengthen our wireless. We discovered we don't need to replace our server. It's still in really good shape. So, you know, we're getting a streamlined technology. I call it the backbone here, solid backbone infrastructure, which can then help us grow out and try new things as we go. I'm not sure how much detail you want me to go into because I know I sent it to you. We have our inventory, and all, you know, and there's some things in there that I know are going to be changing pretty soon, but I didn't want to delay this any farther waiting for those things to come in. But if this includes everything with the exception of the... No, I did get the routers in there and the wireless access in there. This will be ongoing.
Let me ask you a question on the first page of that. You say there are 8 online public access computers and then 14 online public access.
What page are you on? Page 1?
4. At the top of that, just summarizing what's here. I'm just wondering that is the only difference between those two computers and what they do simply the fact that 8 are standalone and then 14 are laptop? Is that the difference between the two, or is it what they providing for the customers?
They're all public access. With the laptops, can I see? I've got some different. I see what you're saying.
See the 8?
Yeah,
you list all the things that they
7, 8
access
okay.
to, and then the 14 you don't, so I'm wondering what's the difference? Is there just the fact that they're laptop?
So 3 of the laptops, those are going into the self-check-in, self-checkout. They're replacing the ones we have now. And then 1 of the laptops is going to come in here to be dedicated to this board. Okay. And then 9, those 9 laptops, those are going to be accessible to adult and children here. We're not going to check them out. They'll be accessible here in the library. Okay. Julie has got some computer classes planned, and we'll be using those for classes.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks.
Okay. Any other questions?
Yes, I have another one. I guess because I read it. I don't know.
I read it too.
Okay. It's going to page 7. We're talking about the goal 5. I look at, objective C, okay. which is improve and add digital services. And then over on the next page, you have strategy C and the objectives. Are these objectives addressing each of these?
These objectives that as we pursue them, will help us to meet the general, the strategic plan strategies and objectives.
Okay. It looks like it ends right here. The strategic goal 5 ends right here because you have, you know, objective C, 1, 2, 3, 4, but over here you have objective 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Yes.
So it ends?
Well, this goal 5 had these three objectives in the strategic plan, so I included them in here.
Those are the only three that address technology?
In the strategic plan, yes. And okay. Then I'll try to fill, do more on here.
Okay, because then you go on to strategy B and E. So they were part of the strategic plan? I'm just wondering, you provided us A, B, C,
yeah.
But you didn't provide us B and E.
Well, okay, so no, I didn't. I just did A, B, C, and then as we were planning for the technology, A, B, C, D, and E are the strategies we came up with just for the technology plan. It's separate from the strategic plan.
In addition.
It's in addition to the strategic plan.
So there is no D and E in the strategic plan?
No, there's not.
Okay, well, that wasn't clear, but now it is.
Okay.
And just one other thing.
Okay.
Going back to the objective C.
Okay.
Strategy 3. Investigate the possibilities of adding an IT staff member.
Uh-huh.
That's in the strategies here. But it's not addressed on the back here, on the objectives anywhere.
Okay. I did not include that in here.
But is it still one of the...
Well, it is something into the future. It's not something I had...
In the near future.
In the near future, yeah.
Oh?
Yeah.
Okay. I think it's very good strategic plan, and you can tell by reading it, which I gather everyone did, that it's a lot of work has gone into it.
Absolutely.
And it wasn't done overnight. It looks like it's something that's been worked on for a while.
Well, and some of this is, we had an earlier technology plan that I used the skeleton of it. And I was able to go in and see what we had done from that plan and then redevelop from that. So, yeah.
Okay, any other questions pertaining on the plans? All right, I'll entertain a motion for approval.
I'll make a motion to approve it.
Second.
My second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Unanimous. Thank you, Jeannie. This was very, very good. Just as it said, it required a lot of work, and we appreciate that. All right. It's time for us to go into executive session to review the library employees. I'll entertain a motion for going into executive session.
I guess I could designate
it. Nobody wants to, but
so
you, Bill. All right, good.
Me.
All right, second.
Same.
He's the designated second. All right. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All right, we're going to ask.